This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump vetoed a $740 billion bill setting policy for the Department of Defense on Wednesday, despite its strong support in Congress. This raises the possibility that the measure will fail to become law for the first time in 60 years. Mr. Trump says he vetoed the defense budget because it fails to include critical national security measures, including provisions that fail to respect our veterans and our military's history, and contradicts efforts by his administration to put America first in our national security and foreign policy actions. Meanwhile, the president is threatening a government shutdown as well as not signing a coronavirus aid package. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
The U.S. on Wednesday faced the prospect of a year-end government shutdown on top of a raging pandemic, after outgoing President Donald Trump threatened not to sign a $2.3 trillion package that includes government funding and coronavirus aid for Americans. In a video posted to social media on Tuesday evening, Trump surprised some of his closest officials by demanding that the bill be revised to include $2,000 payments to each eligible American, more than triple the $600 per person included in the bill. Current federal funding is also due to expire this Monday if Trump does not sign the bill into law.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner. Britain is introducing new restrictions on travel from South Africa over the spread of another new variant of coronavirus. Britain's Health Minister, Matt Hancock.
Just as we've got a tiered system in place that was able to control this virus, we've discovered a new, more contagious virus, a variant that is spreading at a dangerous rate.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Freight from Britain and passengers with a negative virus test have begun arriving on French shores after France relaxed a two-day blockade over a new virus variant that had isolated Britain, stranding thousands of drivers and raised fears of shortages. AP Zaria Shackley has more.
The company that runs the Eurotunnel says that truck drivers lined up on the highway leading to the English port of Dover are being tested for the new UK variant of the coronavirus, but that it may take some time for traffic to resume as normal after massive backup. Calais is a major conduit for trade and travel between Britain and the continent, and France had urged that the blockage was necessary in order to work out safety measures to protect European citizens.
That is AP's Zaria Shackley. The United States is calling for transparency and an end to the violence after Russia said it had dispatched 300 military instructors to the Central African Republic ahead of elections. The State Department said it deplores the rising violence ahead of weekend elections. Russia says it dispatched the military instructors on the request of the government following a purported coup attempt. President-elect Joe Biden introduced Miguel Cardona as his pick for education secretary. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Cardona has the top education job in Connecticut, and if approved, will start his new job during a pandemic.
He is a secretary of education for this moment.
It's been a struggle to educate students.
Reopening schools safely will be a national priority for the Biden-Harris administration.
Cardona is a supporter of public education, a sharp contrast to the current secretary, Betsy DeVos.
It shouldn't take a pandemic for us to realize how important teachers are for this country.
Biden has pledged to have a majority of schools reopened within his first 100 days in office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on any of today's news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.